An ice storm moves in. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's hitting parts of the south and central U.S. from New Mexico to Tennessee with widespread impacts in Texas.
Here in Abilene, about 180 miles to the west of Dallas, the roads are beginning to ice over. Over a half an inch of ice is expected in the next 24 hours as crops are beginning to freeze over and the winds are picking up.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray, at least two deadly crashes reported and thousands of flights disrupted, with the storm forecast to continue into Thursday. It's official in New Mexico. Just getting word, a prosecutor has filed criminal charges in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer by Alec Baldwin on the set of his movie Rust. He and the film's armorer have previously said they will fight the charges. Vice President Kamala Harris now planning to head to Memphis tomorrow to attend the funeral for Tyre Nichols. Five fired officers charged with murder over his traffic stop beating. The president and the House Speaker have a meeting planned for tomorrow on the nation's debt.
Republican leaders say a debt limit increase this year must be accompanied by spending reforms. And House Speaker Kevin McCarthy believes there is room to find common ground with President Biden.
We're responsible to pay. But you wouldn't just raise the limit. You'd find out where you're spending your money. Every family does that. Every business does that.
The White House has insisted Congress raise the debt limit without conditions, arguing Republicans agreed to increases during the Trump administration. The Treasury Secretary says measures extending the debt limit will expire in June. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
McCarthy's office sharing a memo ahead of that meeting, highlighting a vote by then-Senator Biden against raising the debt limit in 2006. A late rally on Wall Street, the Dow up about 370 at the closing bell. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The Indiana Supreme Court will not take up a challenge to the state's current abortion ban, leaving it to an appeals court for now.
The American Civil Liberties Union filed a suit last year on behalf of religious groups, Jews and Muslims included, saying the state ban on abortion, except in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother or fetus, goes against when those religious groups deem the procedure to be acceptable. Currently, abortions are legal in Indiana after the state Supreme Court upheld a lower court's block of the law on grounds of privacy violations. Gurnall Scott, Fox News.
A Milwaukee-based conservative law group challenging new gun regulations on stabilizing braces.
The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty sues the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives in a Texas federal court, challenging a new rule to tighten restrictions on stabilizing braces for firearms that can convert pistols into rifles with a barrel of less than 16 inches. Alleging the rule imposes potential criminal liability on millions exercising their Second Amendment rights, claiming the accessories make firing more accurate and safer. The accessory used in 2019 and 2021 mass shootings. The Biden administration, citing the National Firearms Act, has placed restrictions on short-barreled rifles since the 1930s, arguing they're easier to conceal than long-barreled rifles and more destructive than typical handguns.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. France says more than a million protesters have taken part in the latest round of nationwide demonstrations over proposed pension reforms, including raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. Union organizers say the turnout was even bigger, and they're planning more protests next month. Recapping the big rally on Wall Street, the Dow up about 369 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ also gaining more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.